What is up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in and welcome to a special extended episode of the Car 5 podcast. I'm your host, Joshua, and for episode 10, I will be explaining in detail what my favorite car is and why. So, as usual, let's go ahead and just dive right into it. So really quickly, just before we begin, I want to quickly convey that for special extended episodes that we're going to have every so often on the Car 5 podcast, I know our theme and what our messages involves giving you all of the car related news and info you're looking for in around 5 minutes. But for extended special episodes, we're going to take a bit more time, slow down, not, you know, rush a little bit so much into it. So that way I can give you guys a bit more insight on special related topics or topics that I think, you know, are a little bit more special. And as this show continues to go on, I definitely want to make sure that you guys absolutely get to know me better and can understand more about me. I mean, I'm the one you guys are going to be listening to. So I'm definitely an open book and would love to talk to anyone and everyone. So don't forget to shoot me an email with anything you guys want to know. You have a question about me, you have a suggestion I should be doing for the podcast, you have a suggestion of an episode I should do, you're more than welcome to DM me on Instagram or Facebook. You can reach both at the Car 5 podcast. And that's pretty much it. So let's just go ahead and get started. So what is my favorite car? Many people will probably agree with me that the car that tends to be my favorite is actually quite awesome. I haven't met someone in my life that is not a fan of my favorite car. So if there is anybody out there that happens to not like what my favorite car is, definitely get a hold of me. I would just love to wonder why. But my favorite car is, without a doubt, no questions asked, the Lamborghini Aventador. There's a lot of reasons for it. To tell you how many different variations and versions there are of the Aventador, well, there's the Aventador, there's the Aventador SV, there's the Aventador S, there's the Aventador SVJ, there's also the Lamborghini Veneno, which is based off the Aventador platform, as well as the Centenario, I believe I'm saying that right, which is based off the Aventador platform as well. In pretty much all these cars, you're going to have roadster versions of them as well. So you're going to have both coupe hardtops and you're going to have roadster versions. So that's the what. That's what my favorite car is. Now, why? Out of all the absolutely beyond magnificent brands out there, out of the absolutely amazing variations of Porsches you can get, you know, and all the Ferraris and the McLarens, and the Aston Martins, you know, maybe for some of you guys out there, your favorite car is a luxury car, maybe a Bentley or a Rolls Royce. For me, I'm someone that I love insane looks of a car. I love the radicalness of it. I love that exotic look. And I'm a huge fan of performance over luxury. Obviously, I love both. I'm without a doubt, a Mercedes-Benz fanboy. But for me, the Aventador takes the cake. And there's multiple reasons for that. Why? Well, I was very fortunate enough to be at one of the world unveilings of the Lamborghini Aventador, which was at during Monterey Car Week in Pebble Beach over in Carmel back in the year of 2011 in August. We're currently in March of 2019. So roughly 8 years ago, I was very blessed in my life to see the unveiling of this car and seeing it for the first time in front of my eyes back in 2011, 8 years ago when I was 16, 17. Oh my God, it spoke to me. that's the only way to put it. The car just spoke to me. Upon seeing it, I can seriously remember, you know, the first thing telling myself was, for me, it's not a matter of if I'm going to own this car. It's a matter of when. And the car just, you know, ever since then, the 8 years of me getting the opportunity to know this car and love this car and see this car, there's multiple reasons, you know. One is the looks. Just in my personal opinion, the Lamborghini Aventador looks what a supercar should look like. So if I wasn't as huge as a car enthusiast as I am, and a random person were to ask me, hey, what is your idea of a supercar. Like, what does a supercar look like? Like, that to me is what I envision a supercar. So if I were to randomly sketch out a supercar, I would sketch out an Aventador, because to me, that's, it's got the crazy looks of a supercar. You know, it's an object that will pull your eyes to it. Even if you're not a fan of cars, I've honestly got met people that aren't even car people, and they're gravitated towards that type of looking of a car because it's so beautiful and it's so different and it's so amazing that it just captures your eye and you just fall in love with it. That's what the Aventador did for me. There's nothing about the looks of the of an Aventador I don't like. I'm not trying to sound like overly confident about that, but I legitimately absolutely love everything about the looks of every Aventador that's ever been created. So that's one of the big reasons for me is the looks of the car. Moving on to a huge kicker, performance. Now, of course, there's supercars you can buy that are cheaper than the Aventador that are slower. And of course, there's supercars you can buy that are faster than the Aventador in terms of performance. And of course, you know, you have hypercars and things as well. But if you look at for the price you're going to pay and the performance of what you get, I just, again, this is just in my eyes, this is my opinion. The Lamborghini has the performance of what a supercar should have. You know, not only does it look like what I would envision a supercar looks like, it also has the performance of what I would envision a supercar would have. You know, easily over 500 horsepower. I mean, the Aventador is, when it first came out, was 690, 700. Now you're seeing them 750, 780, 790, close to 800 horsepower. I mean, there's two beyond world famous tuning companies that will take Huracans and Gallardos and Aventadors, and they'll slap twin turbos on them. You know, one of them is Underground Racing. The other one's Hefner Performance. You see these cars are 2,000, 2,100 horsepower. Obviously, that's a little bit of a different story. But, you know, just stock-based performance in a Aventador, you're going to have between 700 and 800 horsepower. And for me, a stock supercar, like, that's what a supercar should be. It's not only going to look like nothing else on the road, it's going to perform like nothing else on the road. I don't know if you've had the opportunity in your life, for those that are listening, to drive a car with 700 to 800 horsepower. Let me tell you, once you do it, you're kind of going to want it all the time. I mean, before we get into another reason of why I like the Aventador, which is the sound, when you're going the speed that you're going, in this case, we're talking about performance, and you're traveling in that type of speed in a car that looks like what it looks like, it becomes something of, you know, something you fall in love with. It's based off of pure emotion. Now the truth is, I will very gladly debate to anybody why the Aventador is one of the best supercars, but even I know it's not practical. It's not a rational decision of any kind. It is purely emotional based. And that's one thing as car enthusiasts, and I'm sure if you're listening to this, you probably tend to be more into cars than the average person, but it gets to a point with cars when it's just pure emotion based. You know, you look at a car, you fall in love the way it looks, the way it sounds, the way it performs, the things you can do with a car. I mean, it's just something you wouldn't necessarily understand unless you drove it. I personally know somebody that, just to give an example of what I'm trying to say, this person thought spending, you know, $1 to $2 million on a car is beyond ridiculous. Just thought it was the dumbest thing in the world. He was a car guy. He liked cars, but he thought spending that kind of money was just ludicrous. And he had the very fortunate pleasure to hop in a Bugatti Veyron, and he didn't get to drive it. He rode as a passenger. And his honest to God's truth was basically telling me, he's like, I get it. I 100% get it. You know, when the car looks the way it does and it drives the way it does, it's just pure emotion. And that's what, you know, cars are about. It's how the car makes you feel. The car, it makes you excited. It makes you happy. It makes you feel alive. That's what the Aventador does for me. It's got the looks of what a supercar should look like. It's got the performance of how a supercar should perform. Moving on to the next one, talking about sound. I think it's safe to say the sound of a Lamborghini Aventador is maybe not even arguably one of the best sounding cars. That's not just my opinion. I would like to think that that is a big standing agreement opinion of many people in the car world. It just sounds like, oh, like pure heaven. And one thing about the Aventador that many people do know, it's a fire-breathing dragon. I said this in one of the previous episodes we did. I believe it was episode 4 or 5, I believe, where I was talking about the SC18 Alston, the Lamborghini SC18 Alston. They have an upgraded titanium exhaust in that car, so it's even louder than usual, and it even spits more flames. And the Aventador by itself is so loud, and the fact that it shoots flames is just an upstanding positive of it. I mean, how is a car not cool when it spits flames? Like, come on. Like, I'm pretty sure if your car spit flames, like, you would think that's pretty cool too. So that is another one of the reasons for me. The Aventador is just a huge, big influence in my life. And one of my favorite cars, you know, it looks the way that I would believe a supercar should look like. It performs like what you would think a supercar should perform. And it sounds like what you would think a supercar should sound like. If you've never driven one or heard an Aventador, just even listening to it start, just listening to it drive, it, again, like the looks of it, it captivates you. It grabs your attention and it just puts a smile on your face. I mean, everything about the car just brightens you up. And that's what Lamborghini does. This is what they nail out of the park every single time. Their cars may not be as refined as a McLaren. They may not be as comfortable as a McLaren. But the thing is, if you were to ask me, would you rather drive a 720S or would you rather drive an Aventador SVJ? Let me just tell you this. I don't really care about my math homework being correct, which is what the 720S is going to do for me. I prefer having a smile on my face. Not saying the 720S wouldn't do that, because it is a beyond absolutely thrilling and amazing car that McLaren is. But the Lamborghini, what they do so perfectly is they draw you off of emotion. You know, you look at it, and like I've said, I don't know how many times now, 4, 5, 6 times, is Lamborghini are experts at creating products that give you an emotional response. And that's something they execute perfectly in. I mean, shoot, it's happened to me with the Aventador. You know, moving on to the next thing, why I love the Aventador so much, it has to do with price. You know, it's price of what I think a supercar should be priced at. You know, it looks the way a supercar should look. It performs like the way a supercar should perform. It sounds like what you would imagine a supercar would sound like. And it's not, you know, something that's going to cost you. Well, I shouldn't say it's not going to cost you a ridiculous amount of money. You're going to get an Aventador, depending on which variation you buy, and if you buy it new or not, you're going to spend easily in the mid to high fours up to the sixes. And that's just what the car, you know, what the car costs. And in my opinion, it's worth every single penny. There's no question about it. I mean, of course, it's not going to be as expensive as the Paganis and the Koenigseggs and the Bugattis and, you know, a McLaren P1 or certain, you know, LaFerrari or 918. Some people consider the SVJ of Aventador a hypercar. Some don't. I think it has the ability and the, without a doubt, performance that is capable of running with hypercars. But, you know, that's a different story for a different time. But, you know, you're going to be sitting around with a brand new SVJ Roadster, which just got unveiled today. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on that car. I pretty much started drooling when I saw the photos. Of course, I'm going to do a podcast about it later. So look for that one. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to drop, but look for that one. And, excuse me, the price is, it's just what it should be, you know? And that's not to say that there's anything wrong with buying a used one. But again, when it comes to the price of a car, when you look at a supercar brand new, it's going to be up there a certain Ferrari. It's going to be up there a certain McLaren's. And in my opinion, the Aventador is just a whole package of a car. It looks what a supercar should look like. It performs like a supercar should perform. Sounds what a supercar should sound like. and it's price of what a supercar should be around price. You know, you're not going to spend a super crazy amount, close to $1 million, but you're not buying a $100,000 car either. There's that big gap, which a lot of people don't seem to realize. When you start getting to the $1 million hypercars and just, you know, sports cars, $100,000, maybe some $200,000 supercars. But there is a lot of cars you can buy in the 3s, 4s, and 5s, and that's where the Aventador is. It's realistically between the 400,000s and the 600,000 range. So I obviously am a huge car enthusiast. There are many other cars I do like. Again, I'm a huge Mercedes-Benz fan. I love the SLS. I love the AMG GTR. I love the S65 and SL65. But rest in peace to Mercedes-Benz V12s. Very, very sad. Broke my heart the other day when Mercedes announced that. And then, of course, the Mercedes-Benz 300 SL going. I love that classic car. I'm actually a big fan of Ford, too. I love Shelby's, especially GT500s and the Ford GT. I do prefer the old one, 2005, 2006, compared to the newer ones. You know, call me a heritage, call it a heritage thing, whatever you might prefer. But this is something that I just prefer the old one. I think it looks better. I think it sounds better. And if you tune it right, it'll go faster. I'm not necessarily the biggest Ferrari fan out there, but there are a couple I like. I do like the F12 a lot. And I love a 1959 California, a classic car. Again, I'm not necessarily the biggest classic car fan either, but I just like the 300 SL from Mercedes and the California from Ferrari. Porsche. Huge Porsche fan. I love all the GT series, the GT3, GT3 RS, GT2, GT2 RS, pretty much all 911s. Absolutely fall in love with the 918 Spyder. I was there when that car was unveiled too. Someone I do know actually has one. It's not the YSEC package that you can get upgraded on, which is the extra aero kit and a little bit lighter, but still an absolutely amazing car. Teslas. I absolutely love Tesla. I think Elon Musk is a pure genius. Everything he does touches the gold, and he has a goal of creating a sustainable future for energy, for the planet, which is, he's looking out for us humans. You know, he's an alien himself. We all know that. He doesn't have to do what he's doing, but he's trying to lead us for humanity in the right direction. Huge fan of Tesla. Love everything they're doing. I absolutely love that company. Of course, you know, I like Bugattis. Like, how could you not? You know, Veyrons and Chirons and the Koenigseggs. I love Koenigseggs. I've had the very fortunate pleasure in my life of meeting Christian von Koenigsegg. Great man, great company. Horatio Pagani, they're doing some incredible things over there. Aston Martin, I love Aston Martins. I mean, we can sit here for the rest of the podcast. I can tell you about all the other cars I like, but I'm just a big car guy. And again, that's why I wanted to create a special extended episode, because as, like I said earlier, as the show continues to go on, I just want to make sure you guys get to know me and you understand me and you know more about me, so you know what I'm about and you just get a better sense of what kind of my favorite cars are, what I like. And I just thought it was important for you guys to know what my favorite car was, you know, and why. So that's it for me. Don't forget to go ahead and follow Car 5 Podcast on Instagram, which is just at the Car 5 Podcast. Like it on Facebook, which is the Car 5 Podcast. For any questions you have, please do not hesitate to DM me on any social media or shoot me an email, which is info@car5podcast.com. Like I said, guys, I'm a complete open book. You have a suggestion for me in the podcast, you see something I can be doing better, you have a recommendation for an episode I should do, or you just have a question about me, you want to talk, I'm more than down to talk to anybody in every way. Would love to connect with you guys. Be sure to go ahead and tune in for the next episode, which is going to be March 9th, Saturday. And I'm going to be talking about, for episode 11, the McLaren Senna GTR concept. Of course, what you'll often see with when you start getting into the hypercars and they start having track versions, you're going to see concept versions first before they come out with the actual version. And realistically, they're pretty much the same, maybe minus a few engine tweaks and maybe some aero and whatnot. But that's it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please remember to drive safe. Thank you so much and have a good evening.